Satanic Temple's Weekend of Blasphemy Sells Out in Boston. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 4, 2023. The Satanic Temple, TST, has announced that SatanCon 2023, a weekend of blasphemy to be held in Boston this April, has sold out. SatanCon 2023 will be held at the Boston Marriott Copley Place on April 28 to 30. The TST website states, hyping the meeting as a weekend of blasphemy and remembrance in Boston. The convention, which the Satanic Temple has touted as the largest satanic gathering in history, will celebrate TST's 10-year anniversary and features talks on Satanism in rural America, reclaiming the trans body, and Satanism and self-pleasure. The theme of this year's convention is Hexenacht in Boston or Witches' Night, an ancient Bavarian holiday celebrated on April 30, the eve of the Christian feast day of Saint Walpurga, on which revelers dress as witches and demons. The SatanCon 2023 event will include a satanic ball on the opening night, April 28, and will also feature a satanic marketplace. SatanCon attendees must be 18 or older and have proof of the coronavirus vaccination, according to the website. Attendees are obliged to wear an N95, not -95, or disposable surgical mask. Gaiters, bandanas, and cloth masks are not allowed. The Satanic Temple has made abortion rights its flagship project, arguing that abortions must be allowed, even where illegal, as part of a religious ritual. TST bases its support for abortion on the belief that non-viable fetal tissue is part of the pregnant person and is free to be voluntarily removed. Last month, the Satanic Temple launched TST Health, the first-ever religious abortion clinic network. Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic was established in New Mexico on February 14, 2023, offering virtual appointments and guidance for those who wish to participate in TST's satanic abortion ritual in states where abortion has been banned. Satanism has a millennial history of child sacrifice, which makes the temple's financial and moral support of abortion a natural activity for the sect. The Israelites struggled against the worship of Baal, another name for the Phoenician god Moloch, who demanded child sacrifices of his followers and was associated with the devil. The prophet Jeremiah spoke explicitly of the sacrifice of children to Baal, warning his readers that God finds such behavior abhorrent. Archaeologists have discovered the bones of thousands of infants in the site of ancient Carthage, whom scholars believe were sacrificed to Baal. The city-state of ancient Carthage, located in the north of modern-day Tunisia, was a large Phoenician colony that operated from around 800 BC until 146 BC, when the Romans destroyed it. The Carthaginian religion was a direct continuation of the Phoenician variety of the polytheistic ancient Canaanite religion, which worshipped Baal with infant sacrifice. The Roman historian Diodorus and other ancient historians offered gruesome accounts of Carthaginian child sacrifice. There was in their city a bronze image of Cronus, extending its hands, palms up and sloping towards the ground, so that each of the children when placed thereon rolled down and fell into a sort of gaping pit filled with fire. Follow it, Williams Rome.